Yeah, and Josh is definitely different, if y'all haven't realized.
Thanks, Tim.
You gonna let that just sit?
Yeah, I mean, look at him.
Oh!
At the same time, he can't do anything about it. He's old.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you could try me if you want.
Oh, my God.
I do every day just to make sure my reflexes are with your reflexes.
And usually it ends up with you turning around and running away.
Oh, my God.
I try to. I mean, I got fight or flight, and I'm smart about it. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More three niggas, talking big flicks, on the phone up, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. Hello, everybody. We're coming live from the Uncensored Studios with Uncensored Mike and Tim. This is Season 2, Episode 6, How the Fuck Are You, Mike?
Great intro, bro. It didn't take you like 15 times, only 10. I appreciate that.
It was like 4, but I'll give it to you. Everybody knows I can't do intros.
It's all good. It's all good. We're finally here, finally doing another podcast. But I feel like these weeks are going by fast. I feel like as crazy and shitty as this year has been, this year period has gone by fast, at least for me. Like, I cannot believe it's already October.
I'm super hyped, though. And I was just talking to Casey today about how, like, I was like, am I the only one that gets, like, semi-depressed when fall comes?
What?
But also kind of excited? Dude, it's not summer anymore.
So? I'm definitely an end-of-the-year type of person. Like, Halloween, spooky season, Thanksgiving.
Spooky season.
Spooky season, baby. Not S-E-A-S-O-N, S-Z-N. Spooky season.
Okay. Okay, anyways.
Way to put the spin on there, bitch.
So, if you haven't heard yet, you probably don't know who he is, but we have a not-so-special guest. Well, he's special in his own ways, not the greatest ways, but we have a guest tonight.
Yeah.
What's up?
Who is it?
I don't know his last name, so why don't you introduce
him? It's your boy, Josh King.
Hey. Oh, what a dumbass last name.
That's what I said. Mr. King?
Dumbass last name.
Mr.
Wow,
King?
Wow, your last name is King. King. Like LeBron James. Your boy LeBron James.
So Josh King is a guy that I work with. Oh. You're going to get shot for that.
Great content.
He's a guy that I work with. Super close to him. Like a brother to me. How you doing tonight, Josh?
I'm tired. I'm tired, and but I'm well. And
he
I'm good.
Is old, so yeah, y'all just old. Have to.
You know, so I got to get to bed.
We've been here like 35 minutes, Tim, and you
fucking an hour. What are you talking about?
Has it been an hour?
It's been almost.
Okay, so we've been here almost an hour, and you have cracked nothing but old jokes to Josh. What's the deal with that?
No, there's been a variation. There's been more jokes than just old.
I mean, true. You're just joking on the man. Period.
Because it's fun.
He does it all day long.
This is our relationship.
Just banter back and forth.
So he told me he was acting really weird today.
Yeah.
We'll use the word weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
He was extra weird today.
Like touching your butthole and stuff like that? Oh, or?
Man, there was a lot of talk about fellatio and the butt sex and stuff
Tim
like
that.
Tim
loves the butt. He loves talking about it. If you get on the topic, you ain't getting off.
Man,
y'all are about to get on there, and I'm not going to stop.
Oh, God.
All right,
it's crazy, though. Y'all haven't mentioned gender.
What do you mean?
As in me having butt sex or me getting butt sex?
I'll let Josh answer that.
You've specifically said you were going to receive it and perform fellatio on several of the guys at the shop today. It was a little uncomfortable.
That's crazy because I don't remember that.
I'm very highly disappointed in you, brother.
Why are you disappointed? Why can't I have my own way of life?
No, you definitely can. It's just, you know, you would be cheating on Carrie if that were to happen.
What if we're in an open relationship? What if I have an entanglement with a man?
Are you trying to pull the Will and Jada thing out there? I mean, you do look a little bit like Will.
That's what he's trying to do. And don't do that. He does not look anything like Will Smith. Oh, the ears? The ears, yeah.
Don't even do that.
Don't even do that. Oh, we failed to mention on the last podcast, we gave a shout-out to Junior. First birthday.
Yes, sir.
We failed to mention that he shares a birthday with Will Smith.
Yes, bitch texted me that, and I about shit my pants.
I didn't even know the irony.
I know, right? One of my favorite people on the whole entire planet, never met the guy, love Will Smith, and they have the same birthday.
Tim would definitely fornicate with Will Smith.
Not that far. Well, it depends. Depends on what I get.
If you would do it with the guys at the shop, you better do it with Will Smith. I
mean, at least you get paid. You know?
I was about to say, get something.
How do you get paid for that?
Huh?
You can work your way around that. You figure something out.
I'm not fucking Stormy Daniels, okay? But anyways.
Here we go.
Taking it in complete right field.
Okay, I didn't say I was going to fuck anybody at the shop today. I didn't. I asked if you wanted to get fucked.
No, you asked it. You asked me if you could suck my dick. I mean, and that was kind of fucked up, Tim.
I'm going to go ahead and share some news that
just came through?
Yeah, Kerry Hicks.
Oh, fuck.
Posted in the Uncensored podcast with Mike and Tim. She said, we're referencing season 2, episode 6. Well, this is
look
6.
Look at that.
So I think she means 5. But with that, we'll let that slide because she's a listener.
Yeah, she listens to every. Yeah.
She said, truly lemonades are amazing. And then she said, I would like to just say for the record, I never said we could get a four-wheeler if we didn't have a Halloween party.
Cap. That is what I call cap.
I said, this is what she said. She said, I said, you want to have a Halloween party, Friendsgiving, and Christmas party. We can't do that if we get a four-wheeler. Honestly, I would
cancel fucking everything.
I was about to say. So we're going to talk about this later in the podcast. This is our one's got to go. Which one do you get rid of?
So, Bish just received a call. He always bitches at me about turning my phone down. He didn't turn his phone down. And all they wanted to fucking ask at what time is it now?
I mean, you could have kept that going. It's not even going to sound like it was interrupted. You could have kept that going. Nobody ever would have known.
No, I just want to put you out there. All they asked him about was his extended car insurance warranty.
At 9:15 at night.
Dude, they don't sleep.
It was an 804 number, though.
Yeah,
that's that proxy stuff that they're doing now.
It's a fucking texting app.
It's bad.
Blocking that caller. Anyway, so yeah, which one do you get rid of? I mean, we're going to talk about this, like I said, on the one's got to go. Our one's got to go tonight is Halloween, Christmas, or Thanksgiving. So, Tim, if you had to drop one of those to, what are you doing? Are you going to have all three of those and not get a four-wheeler, or are you going to drop one of those and get a four-wheeler, or two of them? Or all
okay, I'm not dropping any for a four-wheeler because I'm going to get a four-wheeler regardless, but...
Wow.
I don't give a fuck what you say, Carrie. I love you, babe. I'm sorry. I was talking about somebody else. Well, I wasn't calling somebody else baby. Anyway.
Wow. he put his mouth on that one.
Thanksgiving.
Friendsgiving, you mean? Because you know the plan is... I don't know if Forrest... Did Forrest told you the plan?
What, that we're going to have Friendsgiving at our house?
Nah, Friendsgiving, like... somewhere else, I thought is what he said, like somewhere in the mountains, like in a cabin or something.
Mountains rock.
He said that's what him and Aline are planning for, and I'm definitely in. I told him I'm already in.
I'm in too, but that's like
that'd be pretty fucking dope, though. I mean, first thing out of Josh's mouth was
I spend a lot of time in the mountains, so yeah. It's like
it'd be nice,
yeah,
right?
Especially
dope.
In the fall.
But what, Tim?
You're saying I gotta drop one.
I mean, I didn't say that. That's what basically she's saying.
No, I said we'll drop the Halloween party.
God, that's so much fucking fun, though. Halloween parties are...
Yeah, but somebody's gonna be throwing one. There's gonna be somewhere to go.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. This year's kind of weird. I don't know who's gonna make that move.
Yeah,
it's definitely gonna be no
social,
bar.
Social gatherings are...
It's definitely going to be no bars or anything.
Well, somebody asked me the other day, which is a really good question. Do you think that they're going to have like the haunted places like, what is it, Ashland Berry Farms?
Yeah, that is actually open.
Yeah, I was thinking so. So
I'm pretty sure they restrict people, though.
Yeah, they're doing I think they're doing like the social distance.
But could you imagine?
I was about to say, that's really the only thing you got a social distance in. Because
how fucking long that line was before? And geez, if you got a social distance...
Yeah, well, they'll probably limit the ticket sales and all that, too.
You'd be 2 miles down the fucking road.
Yeah. No, seriously, I'm with you. I don't know how they're going
to
do it.
I'm trying to do one this year, though, but I don't know if it's possible.
Ashland Berry Farm is definitely the one to go to. I remember I've only been twice, and I paid for my sister went with both of my sisters went with me. Oh, I'm sorry, my sister, my brother, and my sister-in-law went with us, and they the girls couldn't. We paid for three attractions. They couldn't finish the other two. Like it was.
Bro, we went, and this was back when Platinum Plus did more company activities. Yeah, you heard what I said.
Yeah, Tanya.
You
more
heard what
company
I said.
Activities.
And
hey, aren't we supposed to like still be doing like a paintballing thing?
COVID.
That never happened.
COVID.
Oh.
But we went, and Tanya was literally paying people so we can cut them in line. She was like walking around like, I'll give you $20 if you let me cut you. And like far up in the line. So like we almost had express passes.
I guess when you got them dollars like that, it's easy.
But other people were getting fucking pissed. The people behind
that
didn't
that
receive
any money.
Oh, I bet.
Were pissed.
I bet they were
because
fucking
we were a
heated.
Large group. It was like 10 of us.
Yeah.
It would probably cost more than $20 for me to let 10 people through. Just saying.
No, I'm going
to
take it. I'm
trying to move to the person in front of you.
I'm trying to get my refund.
Screw you, guy. You know.
So what would you choose if we had to get rid of one? Thanksgiving, Halloween, or Christmas?
Oh, we're go ahead and jumping into that. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, because I fucked up and answered it.
No, we're fine. Yeah, we might as well. But I mean, there's a lot. I mean, we didn't even talk about the intro, how our week's been, but that's fine. Tim just took a shot of the Bacardi 151, and he is sick. My boy is sick.
Look at it. It burnt. It burnt real bad.
Tim, are you good, brother?
No.
Are you good,
no,
my man?
No.
I told you that was some strong shit, man.
I got a story about 151 for later.
All right. It
really funny.
So, for me, this is... Actually, I'm going to let you go, because this is tough for me.
Okay,
I thought the fucking 101 was bad. Holy fuck.
Dog, you're not supposed
to... It's like rubbing alcohol.
You're really not... You're really,
off of
to
walls.
Be honest with you, I don't think you're supposed to take shots of that, right?
Yeah,
you're supposed
to
sip it.
Supposed to be mixed
or mixed.
It's supposed to be mixed or sipped.
Yes.
And mixed with a dilutant.
Yeah, mixed with like pineapple juice, coconut,
yeah.
You know,
water,
I mean,
milk,
tropical.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, that's good. That burns.
Like that bottle should last. That bottle should last a normal person for a very long time.
The rest of their life.
You're not even gonna need that
much.
unless you're
throwing like giant parties.
Yeah.
And having a bartender on staff to do it.
But you told me it was discontinued, so I'm not letting anybody else drink that.
Don't let anybody touch that. It's worth some money.
I won't ever touch that again. Don't worry about that.
It was already open, and I didn't even know about it. So appreciate you giving me that feedback, man.
No problem, man.
So what are you getting rid of?
Halloween. I mean, it's the obvious one, and only because Thanksgiving and Christmas are like my family time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, and Thanksgiving is the foods, man.
Yeah, I know.
The foods.
I know.
My thing is, though, you can make those foods at any given time.
So, but you said you're getting rid of Halloween,
too. Nobody wants to put forth
that effort. No, I didn't. I said Thanksgiving.
Any other time.
Are you sure? I thought you said Halloween.
No, I said Thanksgiving.
You said Halloween.
No, I didn't. I said I would not have a Halloween party to get a four-wheeler.
Oh, right.
But if I had to choose a holiday, I'm getting rid of Thanksgiving because I can make that food anytime and my family can come around anytime. No one's dressing up in costumes any day of the week, like everybody as
so
a group.
For me, back in the day, even as a kid, I would honestly probably still choose Halloween to get rid of. But
what?
Now, yeah, I mean,
as a kid, yeah.
But for some reason, the older I've gotten,
the more nostalgic you are with it.
Yeah, and I like that's just my favorite movie genre too, and I just like the whole Halloween theme season, especially now with us getting older and people having Halloween parties. Like, I don't know, it's grown on me to be one of my favorite holidays. I mean, it is. I would say it's close to Christmas as my favorite holiday.
But Halloween
would be Thanksgiving if anybody hasn't figured out. That's what I'm getting rid of.
A weird environment. Like, during Halloween, it's a weird environment. Like, people are dressed up. People are hype. It's cool. Christmas, you have all the decorations. Everybody's happy about Christmas. Most people are happy about Christmas. But then you get to Thanksgiving, and it's just like you can go into a store, and it's pretty much regular.
Well, let me make this comment. I love all three holidays. I do.
So do I. Yeah, well, 100%.
You can't not love
them.
Well,
but there's people out there that really do not like Christmas.
Well, the reason I chose Halloween to get rid of is because our country has kind of done away with Halloween. You know, I mean,
and
kids aren't trick or treating.
That's a good topic too.
People aren't decorating their yards up, and
Is that even true, though?
Actually tricking
yeah,
and
yeah.
tricking.
I don't know. That was actually, true. I think that was either on the Elvis Duran show. It was some radio show that I was listening to, which I never listen to radio shows, but I was listening to it actually this week, and they were talking about coming in, you know, this year with being COVID, is trick-or-treat going to be a, you know, trick-or-treating going to be a thing? And they started talking about how even if COVID wasn't around, are that many people really going to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, dude,
like
I
they
went
used
last
to.
Year with the girls, and there was tons of people out.
I don't know. I just feel like it's died a little bit.
Like my neighborhood, like what it used my to neighborhood. Be. I've lived in my neighborhood for 6 years now, almost seven, and we've never once had a kid knock on our door for.
Are you serious?
Not once. And my neighborhood's an old neighborhood. There's a lot of old folks there, man. Not a lot of kids.
Well, I mean, you got all these
but you
fucking
trunk or treats. You got the trunk or treat things that people are meeting up,
and that's whack.
And doing yeah. it. And it is whack because the kids don't get the experience True. That we may have had when we were young and trick or treating.
So what was y'all's go to? I mean, it's October, so we can definitely talk about Halloween. What was y'all's go to trick or treat bag? Like, did y'all have
pillow
one made?
Case,
pillowcase? Yes, absolutely.
100%.
That's like all the way.
Absolutely.
Man.
Pillowcase as well. Yeah, Josh. Pillowcase, yeah.
So they just pounded and completely left me out. But,
well, that's what we. Either. Never mind.
I mean, as the years progress, you get more and more knowledge as far as technology goes. Like, in the news and shit. So you hear about more razor blades and candy and drugs and candy, so of course it's going to decline a little bit.
But you know that those statistics are actually non-existent because it doesn't happen like that.
Well, I will say,
but it's more massively produced for you to hear about.
People have made that up, you know. So people, it's a fear tactic, you know?
Right? That's what I'm saying. But there's probably like 8 cases.
Yeah, it's some
Halloween.
Old curmudgeon that's like, "Don't TP my yard."
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Damn kids.
So you said, "What are you getting rid of again?" So
Halloween.
So Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
You look very disappointed when we said Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving at my house is just—it's a big thing, man. And
it used to
like my, I've got 3 kids. 2 of them live locally. One of them, lives in Northern Virginia, so we don't see her quite a bit. And I have friends from out of town and other family that comes in, and that's my time to see those people.
And I understand that, and I think
you know, and not to mention, man, when I say the foods, we go crazy with the cooking. We don't cook like that all the time.
I understand that, and me and my family is close too. But like, I mean, out of the my brothers and sisters, I am the only single one. No jokes. Don't throw shade. I see y'all in y'all's eyes. Yeah, about those shades. So last
just
year,
no surprises, but go ahead.
Last year, I didn't really spend Thanksgiving with anybody because all my brothers and sisters.
Man, that's a bummer. That's sad, dude.
I think when I told Aline that at your birthday, she freaked the fuck out. I'm like, it really wasn't that big of a deal. Like, yeah, it kind of sucked, but like all my brothers and sisters went to their significant other family's house.
Didn't you come to my house, or you were invited to come to my house? I told you to come to my house.
Yeah, I was. I've
got a standing rule and invite to anybody who is alone during the holidays. I mean,
it's the first time it's never happened. I mean, I could have
to anybody.
Let me be fair. I could have went. My mom invited me to go to my stepdad's family down in Suffolk. I just chose not to.
Yeah,
I mean, it was more of a personal choice than me actually really being alone.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, and Christmas.
Yeah,
is,
I mean, there no shade at you on it. You know, I mean, some people like to be alone during certain times of year like that.
I don't.
Yeah, but he's like, I don't like being alone, but you can't stay here tonight. Drive drunk.
But yeah, for me, Christmas is number one for me. I would recommend New York for Christmas.
Dude.
To anybody.
It is incredible. And I went the day after.
Oh, man.
No, we went the night of Christmas.
So you went tonight. I got a story too. So we went down the 22nd and 23rd and came back on Christmas Eve. Man, it's and there was so much that we still didn't get to do. Like we went obviously Times
New
Square,
York is
Rockefeller.
A big city.
It is. And there was so much that we didn't get to do. But we got to see the tree. Took a picture in front of the big ass tree.
One of the most blessed.
No, we didn't skate because I mean that's
Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, man.
We went to Rockefeller Center,
beautiful.
Obviously.
We went beautiful. Ate there and shit, me, Forrest, Alini, and Carrie.
And it was great. We went down to the ice, but it was It was so expensive to skate for like an hour or so. We just decided not to. We spent that money elsewhere, like on food and drinks
again,
and stuff
New
like
York
that.
City, everything's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was. I just recommend it once to anybody that really likes Christmas.
Oh, hell yeah.
to do it,
dude. New Year's. Everybody already knows the story.
You couldn't pay me to go to New York City.
Okay, first off, we were in a hotel room on the main strip.
Looking down of Times Square.
Now that's kind
of
cool.
That is
cool. But you still couldn't pay me to be down in that crowd.
We didn't go down in the crowd.
Speaking of,
yeah, cool.
We were upstairs. We went downstairs, and in our hotel, Robin Thicke was performing right outside. There was Snoop Dogg, Halsey.
I was about to say that doesn't really happen to you. Got lucky on that one.
Yeah, no, that was free.
You right up your ass.
The crazy part was it was free, so we got to spend all the money that we had saved on fucking food. So we, dude, I gained like 15, 20 pounds in a week.
The little Jewish delis, man, and all the big pizza joints and whatnot.
We went to Little Italy.
Oh, shit.
Which
man.
Is like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know what Italy's like, but this is like straight up Italian.
Yeah, man.
Straight up. And the food, dude. We went to Little Italy. We went to Chinatown where it's Chinese people, straight up Chinese people making the best food you fucking ever had. It was insane. I want to go again.
Not American Chinese food, though.
No. I was about to say, there's a difference.
Which, this is
there's
real
difference.
Chinese
there's
food.
A difference. Like, if
Big
you go
time.
To... If you go to...
Triple Eight.
Well, if you go to Triple Eight or Tops China, and then you go to Peking. I remember... I mean, not
right.
Peking. The first time I went to... P.F. Chang's.
Right.
I was like, I don't fucking like P.F. I don't like
this
Chinese food.
What
this
I'm looking for
eight,
Chinese food.
This isn't the $8 meal that I get from
this is not takeout, man.
The only thing I really liked at P.F. Chang's, because last time I went there, they really fucked it. Like, rice was overcooked. Like, it was bad.
I grew to like P.F. Chang's the older I got. But when I first went there, nah, it wasn't.
The
it
was lettuce wraps that they have?
Amazing.
But that's it.
Fucking good.
Yeah, man.
That's it. Like, our food was gross. And me and Carrie were there. And like, her rice was overcooked. My shit was gross.
Oh, yeah.
So I was
mean,
what's
if that
going on
if
here?
That happens, then yeah, you can kiss that shit out the window.
I won't go there again.
Because hard rice or nasty rice just ruins
way,
it.
Way bad.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Uncle Roger on Facebook?
I have an Uncle Roger.
Nah.
Uncle Roger's hilarious, dude. He's a little Asian dude that is, he's critiquing different chefs.
I'm about to check that out.
They were making some Thai fried rice, and man, he was being hypercritical about how they cooked the rice. Man. It was funny as hell.
It's funny because
I
have an Uncle Roger.
Uncle
but,
Roger.
So we've all decided what we're going to throw away if we had to. Was a tough decision, but you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Glad nobody here is a Scrooge about any holiday. So.
Nah, man.
If you knock Christmas, then I respect your beliefs. Go fuck yourself. Anyways, so what?
It's Christmas, man. There's presents.
We're going to hop to our next topic, which is going to be, what are you watching? We actually talked about it on the last podcast, what we're going to switch to.
Yeah, so
bring in.
Yeah, and it doesn't even really for our guests, Josh, I know you said sometimes you go through your spurts of watching TV
and
not watching. Yeah,
sometimes I watch TV and then I go months without watching.
If it's TV or movies, we can just go really what we recommend, a couple things that we recommend for people. Or your favorite. Actually, we could just talk about your favorite movies. I mean, every guest is different. So, I mean.
Yeah, and Josh is definitely different, if y'all haven't realized.
Thanks, Tim.
You going to let that just sit?
Yeah, I mean, look at him.
Oh!
At the same time, he can't do anything about it. He's old.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you could try me if you want.
Oh, my God.
I do every day just to make sure my reflexes are with your reflexes.
And usually it ends up with you turning around and running away.
Oh, my God.
I try to. I mean, I got fight or flight, and I'm smart about it.
Nah, we have fun, man. It's awesome.
For the record, Joshua whipped my ass. I'm just talking shit to him.
I don't know. I don't like to fight anymore.
What are you watching, Josh? What's on your list?
I literally just marathoned. I was out sick with pneumonia last week. And so I was laying down on medicine, watching TV, and I went through the whole videography of Sons of Anarchy. And I was just like, yes. Man. I was like, I haven't watched this in a while. And I randomly saw it on my Hulu feed. And I was like, well, let's start it at season one, you know?
Dude,
I think and the next thing you know, I'm like invested. I'm not sleeping. Oh. I'm watching. I'm like coughing my brain.
Have you seen it before?
Yeah. Okay. Man, it was.
I think we talked about this last podcast. Was it
Tim? Yeah, Tim said he's not going to watch it because he has no interest in bikers.
Right. That's why we're talking about it.
So let me tell the story again. I don't know if I told
fake
the actual
bikers.
Story,
it's
so.
Very obvious that it's fake.
Well, yeah, Mike gets offended.
Yeah, Mike
they're
gets
fake,
very,
bro.
Very offended.
Mike, you were never a real biker.
Well, my dad told me like, my dad suggested many shows to me like.
Like the Shield.
Quantico.
No, I watch Quantico on my own. These weird shows that I never thought I would like.
Prodigal Son. Have you watched Have you watched that?
No. So he recommended One Tree Hill.
I've heard about that.
Don't do it.
Don't
because
do
you're
it.
Gonna end up liking it. I was like, Dad, I am not watching no 90210 One Tree.
Right.
I'm not doing it. Don't do it because you'll get hooked.
I feel you, and I know exactly how I know exactly what you mean because my wife and man, I'm gonna get so much shit for this because I'm like the guy's guy, you know.
Yeah.
But my wife got me watching This Is Us.
Oh, okay. I mean,
and
I was...
I'm like, man, dude, I have never watched a TV show that every fucking episode I tear up.
Yeah, it's...
never.
What
and
a
I'm like, man,
sweetheart.
I hate the show because of it.
And my dad was the one who was like, you should watch Sons of Anarchy. And I was like, I'm not interested in no redneck type biker gang or however you wanted to label them as.
That was kind of
racist.
I'm just saying, I'm not interested in that. And it turned out to be
show was dope, man.
Totally different. Totally different than what
I
thought.
I mean, it's a good show.
I've watched some episodes.
Clay when he's in prison.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I believe in?
I haven't seen this in so long.
Pussy!
So, and I got stories. I remember the show. There's been a couple shows that I, like, whoever I was dating at the time, like, we'd be in bed. I'm like, I'm not watching this. And then she'll be like, all right, I'm going to bed. Turn off. I'm like, no, don't turn that off.
Don't turn that
I'm
off.
I'm watching
I ain't
that.
Ready yet.
And it was Grey's
I said what I said.
It was Grey's Anatomy.
And. I couldn't do it.
Gilmore Girls.
All right, the only reason I'm not doing
bro.
Grey's Anatomy
yeah, bro.
Is because there's like 17 fucking seasons already.
There is.
Oh, on like the medical drama type thing, there is this one show that I've been watching also called The Good Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
that
show is, that's a really good show, man.
How did you not get hooked on Grey's? Because I feel like that's a show that if anybody turns it on,
I didn't.
Nah.
I never gave primetime TV a chance.
Oh, okay. See,
so I just didn't watch it.
Oh, see,
you know,
neither did I really, but it was something
COVID.
That
it was like ER, never gave it a chance.
Well, she turned it on. It was on Netflix, so she just turned it on and it just rolled and rolled and rolled. And I'm sitting there like, just on my phone, and
damn
there's something
you, Netflix.
Like episode
wait a minute,
episode
be a couch
one,
potato.
episode one. I'm just on my phone like I ain't watching this shit, and then something crazy happened. I'm looking up, and next thing I know, my phone's on the ground, like, and I'm just sitting there staring at the TV, like,
well.
God damn.
Another reason I'm not willing to give it a chance, number one is 17 episodes. Number two is
17 seasons.
Season.
Or 17 25 seasons. Episodes a season. And I'm
thinking. Think about how much money
and you know what
those actors have
exactly.
made.
And you know what I'm thinking
on that
about?
One show.
I'm thinking about how much writing that is for Shonda Rhimes, who also created Scandal and.
She's great.
How to Get Away with Murder. Fucking great ass writer. But I'm just like. Can you imagine having three shows on major networks? I think they were all on ABC. And they're all like 25 episodes a season. That is so much writing.
Well, they have to spend their life.
Yes.
My second reason
yes. I mean, money-wise.
There will never be any medical show better than House.
House is... Yeah, I like House.
I'm not
like
saying
I'm
not,
Scrubs, man. Scrubs.
I'm not,
you got to give Scrubs.
I'm not gonna sit here saying I disagree.
Scrubs is funny as shit.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying, like, anytime anybody recommends, like, should I watch Grey's Anatomy? I'm like, unless you got the time, don't, because you're gonna be going to work, coming home, and that's the first thing you're gonna want to do.
Right.
It's gonna take up so much time. It's great. Mm. It's amazing. But nah.
Get.
So Sons of Anarchy for you. The last show I watched and I talked about it was Cobra Kai. I don't know if you
yeah,
watched that.
Yeah, man, I watched. I binged that over a weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Good. It was good, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
They just
I like the opposite perspective that
same
they threw
here.
Out there
same
where
here.
It's like Johnny Lawrence is actually the good guy that got shit on by Daniel LaRusso.
Yeah.
You know, because he just kind of randomly, you know, ran across this guy who had a who needed a son figure and then gave him the world. You know?
So it's really good. I was really shocked by it. I'm really worried when it comes to like stuff like that because it's like they're kind of touching the classic, but they pulled it off just right.
The only problem that I had with Cobra Kai is like the end of the second season. That Mighty Morphin Power Rangers kind of gang fight they had, and it was like, don't cheapen this.
They actually announced today that season 3 is coming out in January. And they got renewed for season 4.
And another thing. I'm sorry, Tim. I didn't mean to cut you off. But I just got to spit this out.
How long is an episode of Grey's? 45 minutes?
Yeah, on Netflix, 45 minutes. If you're watching it live on TV, it's an hour.
Fuck. Yeah. No, with Cobra Kai, like, another thing I don't like about it doesn't mean that I don't like this.
Series. I mean, everybody critiques the shows.
They give so many chances for Daniel and Johnny Lawrence to be buddies, man. Like they want to be buddies.
But they don't. It's like as soon as
something bad happens.
As soon as they're on good talking terms, something crazy happens.
Yeah, it's like they end up hanging out and having some beers and laughing and joking and whatnot.
Then something wild
Stupid shit happens. Yeah.
So what's up, Tim?
So I was doing math the whole time while y'all were talking because I haven't watched Cobra Kai and
you can count.
I probably won't. Anyways.
Oh, you didn't get that. You didn't hear it.
So basically, if you were to watch all of the Grey series at once, it's like 318 hours of fucking material.
So imagine how many sodas and bags of chips.
First off, I am only a season behind, so do not come in my life.
My thing is, if you're caught up, think about all the fucking time you've wasted.
Tim, dog, stop coming at my... Like I said, I'm only one season behind, brother. You're coming at my life.
Grey's Anatomy is life.
But I have to give the show props because if they still were not getting numbers...
They cancel it.
If you're on TV, it's all about ratings. Yeah. It's all about numbers. So that means there's a following. So, I mean, to be able to keep a following for... let's just say 17, 18 years, however long it's been years-wise.
No,
that's tremendous.
I'm saying
crazy.
They're killing it, but my thing is, that is literally, if you didn't sleep for 2 weeks straight, you still wouldn't finish, or no, you would just barely finish the whole series. For 2 weeks, 24 hours a day, you would barely finish that.
I think at that point you'd become the character in your brain.
So you know? Realistically, it would take you 3 months to catch up.
It took me probably around 3 to 4 months. I would come home. I wouldn't watch it immediately like that, but I would.
Damn, bitch, you really need a girlfriend, man.
It was with my girlfriend.
Golly.
Bro, it was with my girlfriend, though.
So I still haven't finished.
I mentioned that. That was at the time. It was with her.
I still haven't finished now, Quantico because I keep losing where I'm at. And so, like, I'm like, dude, I really don't feel like putting forth that much attention to actually, like, know what's going on. But I should, and I want to get back on it because I'm, like, on, like,
it was Quantico, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Season 3.
It's good.
You need to fucking listen to it or watch it. I'm thinking about podcasts. You need to fucking watch it. But I'm on, like, episode 3 or season 3.
Oh, yeah,
episode,
three.
Like, 4.
Was season 2 good?
Yes, really good.
I need it. That's where I stopped.
After season 1, I was like, how the fuck are you going to continue this? They did an amazing job.
All right, so let's go ahead and... This podcast is flowing great, by the way. Let's go ahead and jump to... Real quick, we can just touch on sports if y'all want to. I know it's...
How about them Eagles? How about them Washington football team?
You like the Raiders,
your time
dog.
Is coming.
Your
I time
you
is
like
coming.
The Raiders, bro.
Record, Bish? Record?
0-2-1.
Don't you have a pretty hard season coming?
But what's your record?
Tim.
What's your record?
1-2.
Okay.
I would like, they're tied for first in their division, and I would like to mention
their division is historically been fucking trash since y'all won the fucking Super Bowl.
I'll second that.
True, it's trash, but I want
to. It's the worst in the NFL.
I want to fucking, let me fucking comment on this. Because as bad as we are only a half game out of first place.
Because that's fucking shitty our division sucks.
Okay, well, you had to remember, both years the New York Giants won the Super Bowl, they were 9-7 wild card teams. So fuck off, Tim.
Yeah, somebody let them.
Yeah, the Patriots. They beat the Patriots both times.
God.
Patriots. Which is, I mean,
I can't stand that football team.
So first off, I want to comment on the tie that the Philadelphia Eagles took.
Fuck Carson Wentz. We love you.
I've
seen this on Facebook from you all day. Now I got to come to this podcast and we got to talk about it again.
No. All I want to say is I'm going to make 3 points. Carson Wentz is my guy. He's got to play better. He's playing terribly right now. Granted, not defending him, but he's going into this week, two starting linemen down, Alshon Jeffrey down, DeSean Jackson down, Jalen Reagor down, all three starting wide receivers.
I'm so glad we got rid of DeSean Jackson.
So he's going into Sunday's game with two backup linemen, fourth string wide receiver Greg Ward, fifth string wide receiver John Hightower, and we had to bring up two wide receivers from the practice squad.
You know, it's crazy.
You sound like the Washington football team. Honestly, you sound like our past like 10 seasons.
I'm just saying, how can – this has been like the past 2.5, 3 seasons, ever since we won the Super Bowl. How can your medical team be that sorry? Literally everybody is injured.
If you're
everybody.
Asking me about Washington football team, I will say Dan Snyder.
Second point, I'd rather just lost that game. You kick the 60-some yard field goal. You don't play the tie.
Yeah, football –
you don't
football
fucking play
ties
the tie.
Just
okay,
aren't even,
I understand – It could help if the division came, and as bad as the division is, it may come down to a tiebreaker somehow, some way. But I don't care. You play to win the game, and then,
always.
And then three, fuck them.
Did they make the 60-yarder?
Fuck Philly.
Well, no. So the field goal kicker, his longest he made was in his career was a 63-yard field goal. It was a 61-yard field goal that they were about to kick, and it was a fucking false start. So 5 yards
so it
back.
So popped him back.
Back to 65,
impossible,
66.
Impossible range.
On the verge. But at that point, I am bringing the – even as bad as he's played, I am bringing –
quarterback is coming back out.
I'm bringing Carson Wentz back in, and he is attempting to get that first down. The worst thing comes to worst, if you don't get that first down, the defense needs to hold a rookie quarterback out of field goal range.
Mm-hmm.
Smart move, okay, but nobody in the NFL has made a 65-yarder during a game.
I think that's false.
No.
I think that's not true.
I think it's 66, 67 yards is the longest.
Cap.
Okay. So,
challenge?
I'll let you talk about...
Hold on. I just want to say something on the podcast. As of last week, how does it feel that Nelson Aguilar, the player that y'all talk so much shit about, had more touchdowns than your whole entire wide receiver core?
That doesn't bother me much. Because Carson's always going to target his tight ends first.
And we got a beast-ass fucking tight end.
And when you have fucking practice squad wide receivers, I mean, it is what it is. And your tight end is not better than Zach Ertz, so lick my nuts on that, brother.
We'll talk about that at the end of the season. Waller?
Is not better than Zach
pay
Ertz.
Pay attention this season.
Not
pay
better
attention.
Than Zach. I know he's good. He's on my fantasy squad. I'm just saying he's not better. Zach Ertz is a top three tight end. I would go George Kittle.
And
Travis Kelce, and then I'll go Zach Ertz.
Okay, and we'll talk about this at the end of the season.
That's fine. So
you bet you he's in your top three if he doesn't get injured.
I bet. Well, actually, no, that doesn't count. Because are you talking about just the season or overall
stats?
Oh,
as
well,
in
I'll
stats
give you that,
for this season.
George Kittle's injured. Well, I think he's coming back this week. Actually,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's still tough competition. We'll talk about it at the end of the season.
That's fine. What did you think about your game against the Patriots?
We didn't play as well as we could. But at the end of the day, it's still the Patriots. You can take Tom Brady out of the equation. And I think we talked about it at work, Josh. I think that really any other quarterback would have made it in the Patriots program and done just as well.
Yeah, because they have a good core offense. I mean, they protect the quarterback. That's what they've
Belichick is a fucking genius.
That's what we were talking about. Is like Belichick is the whole reason that
even happened. So like Tom Brady by stats as far as Super Bowls is great, but as far as like a quarterback period, there's better quarterbacks out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody's Tom Brady sucking his dick.
Belichick,
but like,
Belichick made Brady his golden boy and turned him into something that he wasn't based on his team. You know,
right? But it wasn't even Tom Brady.
You look at him playing with the Bucs, man.
It's not even that Tom Brady's amazing. I'm just saying
that is he's not a happy guy. He's not. He's an unhappy old dude now.
You could put a Kirk Cousins back there, and I think they might have even done better.
Yeah, you could put a Kirk Cousins in there and fucking really rock it.
65 yards is what I'm reading is the longest field goal in NFL history. But that was an article that was written in 2007, so I don't know if anybody's kicked a longer field goal since
2017. I thought it was in their 50s.
Oh, nah, bro. Nah,
the 50 yards.
Nah, because I just the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl, our kicker, Jake Elliott, kicked a 63-yarder to beat the Giants. I was at that game. That was fucking awesome.
Because Janikowski was up there when he still played.
He is up there. He's in the 60s, though. He's 61.
Yeah, I didn't know that. You know
what? I've got something. It's just completely king of random here.
What's up, bro? What you got?
I've got something that you're going to appreciate a little bit.
I hope so.
It's his penis.
He will definitely appreciate
it. I'm not so sure.
This is the last Redskins-Eagles game ticket at FedEx Field.
That's awesome, man.
I was at the last game that the Washington Redskins played against the Philadelphia
Eagles. That's going to be worse. You better take that out of your wallet. That's going
to
be worse.
I wanted to go because it was like, $4 to get in there?
Yeah, dude. Hey, it was horrible, man.
I
had a good time because this was my first football game that I'd ever been to. So it was like I get to.
If you're a Washington football team's fan and you're into memorabilia and shit, I got a T-shirt signed by a whole bunch of Redskins. Let me know if you want it. I'm about to sell that bitch. Shanahan signed it. A bunch of pretty good players signed it. Huh?
Kyle or Mike? Shanahan.
Mike. So, wait, no. The coach.
Yeah, well, they were both coaches, but Mike Shanahan was the head coach.
He signed it and told me I stole his Sharpie. But anyways, there's a shirt signed by a whole bunch of good players by the Redskins. I don't want that shit.
So I think it's in my closet, but so I had a friend from Philly who sent me the year we won the Super Bowl, sent me game tickets from the divisional round playoffs, NFC Championship, and the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah!
So I'm about to frame that.
Yeah, that's good memorabilia.
Also,
if
anybody can get Raiders shit, like they have special edition Redskins, or not Redskins, they have special edition Raiders shit in Vegas right now. If you can get like any of the beers or anything, I'm willing to pay for it. I want it. I asked this one guy, he told me a six pack would be $90, and I told him I ain't got it. But if anybody else can get it, I want some fucking Raiders like Coke cans or something like that. If you can get it, send it my way. I will pay you, and I'm not paying $90 for a six pack. Go fuck yourself.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into our last topic before plead the fifth, and that is how important space is in a relationship. However y'all want to word it. However you want to talk about it.
Let's start with Bish.
That's very funny.
Man, that's not even fair. I mean, so how do you space yourself from your hand?
Or how do you ask for space, or what if they need space? I start with you.
I mean, I've been in a very long-term marriage for a long time. So space is like one of the key components, because if you're around somebody and you're latched to their hip nonstop, then it turns into it smothers you. You know, I mean, and not only that, you find yourself losing some of your identity, your personal identity to it, because you take on so much of your partner's identity. You know, so space, like, with one of the things that we've done, like, when we moved into the house that we're in now, my wife, I said, I need to get a shed because I need guy time, my space to do guy stuff. And she was like, that is the greatest idea because you like loud music. You like getting a little rowdy. You know, sometimes you I need quiet. See, and we are completely different people. Like, I'm extroverted all the way. Like, I love being around people the majority of the time. I like being in groups. I like camaraderie. I like all that. Where my wife is, like, introverted to a fault sometimes. You know, she doesn't want to be around people. It saps her energy. You know, so
but it's Pam like, is extremely like accommodating. In my, from what I've seen, she's like totally with it. Y'all are different people reading the same book on the same page.
That was a lot of practice and finding space and having to accommodate an extrovert. You know, she's introverted. She is happy in her bubble. She's happy in her bubble. She doesn't want a bunch of people around all the time. But there's times that I've literally had to say, go get dressed. We're going out. We're going to be around people. Because if you stay sitting in this bubble, it's going to affect you and me. Because I can't sit in a bubble all the time. You know, so this space is big in that realm because of that. You know, I mean, buying my shed was the best thing that ever happened to our home.
I mean, honestly, space. I couldn't be around you all the time either, so I understand where Pam's coming from.
I mean, I couldn't be around me all the time. And that's why I'm an extrovert, because when I'm around myself, just myself all the time, I go inward, and I can get dark and depressed, and, you know, that's just, you know, when it's like idle hands, you know.
I like my alone time, but, I mean, I like being with the person, you know, I guess whoever I'm with at the time. I like being around that person, as you know, as much as I can.
Sure.
But I definitely understand definitely the space situation, especially based on my last relationship. I mean, it was a little different because COVID.
I mean, I do right have in the a question of, to ask about that.
It was right in the middle of COVID, like literally right when it started. Really, when we got back from probably Nashville, like a week after we got back from Nashville, is when we really like
hit it off.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was right in, so I definitely, that made me realize, because really all it was going to work, coming home, and you couldn't go do shit at that time. So, like, nothing. So, that's really what it was. So, I understand what being around somebody all of the time means because of that.
Now, it's granted, horrible.
Granted, I still had my 8 hours at work, but that doesn't really count.
It doesn't
count. Yeah, work time doesn't count as space, because
so,
you're expending energy on something outside of your relationship.
True. So, I mean, I definitely understand that. What's your question?
Have you been in a relationship where you were able to go see that person whenever you wanted, but didn't have to like live with them?
I've only been in, like four serious relationships.
Well,
so.
I know, and I'm thinking about those, and I don't think that you ever had the time where it was either they're not with you or you can choose to not be with them. They were generally with you when you weren't working.
Yeah, I would say pretty much. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about your opinion on it.
But if, I mean, then again, that would be on me or the person, because eventually I'm going to, if things work out, I'm going to be with that. You know, I'll be coming home to that person every day anyway. So there's really no difference,
right? No, there's a huge difference. That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
Carrie and I live together. We rarely or hardly see each other during the week.
Well, that's because of work. It's not really personal choice.
Well, it's because of work. It is personal choice as well.
Not
though.
Really, because I mean, I'm not trying to tell you how it is. I mean, for me, on the outside looking in, tell me if I'm wrong. So she's at home. You get off work. If you're not coming home or doing the podcast, you're doing a side job.
Yeah.
Correct? So, I mean, it's not like you're still working. So it's not like you're getting off work and going to hang out with your boys or anything like that. I mean, during the week, it's a little different. You know what I mean? And then on the weekends, I don't remember the last time, besides the podcast, me and you hung out and you weren't with Carrie, which I don't mind. I mean, I love
right,
Carrie.
Because
so.
That's the time that we get to hang out, because we don't, like I said, if we see each other during the week,
you guys have communal friend time. You know, that is, to me, that is a big difference of space, an example of space. That's not space. Yeah, that's communal hangout.
Me, you know, I'm talking about like on the week, like on,
you know,
the week.
I need to do my thing for a little bit.
So like on the weekend, you said that's the only time y'all get to hang out, right?
For real, yeah.
Yeah, so, but has there ever been, like, do you make it a point, or do you ever have a chance to say or want to say, like, make it a choice? Like, because during the week, it's really not a choice because of work, whether right. it's a side job or not. But, like, on the weekend, do you ever, like Carrie wants to hang out, and you're like, no, I just need my space today. I'm going to go, not work, not do a side job. I'm talking about, I'm
going
to go
I'm going to hang out.
No. That's the, but you're now you're on my page. That's why I asked you your initial question, because now it's to the point where I don't see her enough, so I want to hang out with her. And Josh always gets on my fucking case. He invites me to go do shit, and I'm like,
I want to see my girl. Well, yeah, I understand that.
Well, when I was dating Megan, I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, I would get up in the mornings. I would go to work. I would get off at 4. She would get off work and then go work at go work at Carrabba's to like 11:30 at night. So I mean, our only time really to hang out was when she came home, slept in the bed, and then on the weekends.
Right, and like, so, just coming home to sleep in the bed doesn't really matter, because usually when I get in the bed, Carrie's asleep. Or so, even when we do have a little bit of time during the week, it's just I'm either watching TV, she's on her phone, or just like unwind time, like personal time where you need to unwind. You're still together, but it's not really like time together.
But see, I think that's cool too.
I call that time, like after you get off work and you get home and you need to just, I call that decompression time.
Right,
see,
unwinding.
Like you come home, you got to decompress from.
But I'm fine. I'm absolutely perfectly fine with, like, if we're watching a movie or she's on the couch doing her own thing and I'm doing my own thing, sometimes I just want to be in that person's space. Like,
I agree with that, and that's awesome, but I don't count that as spending time with the other person. It doesn't count as, like, spending time, because
that's a gray line there.
Well, no. I think that is pretty black and white, because spending time together would be like, you go out somewhere to dinner or something, or you go out to a festival or something, you walk around holding hands, and like, your time's invested in being in the happiness of the other person's company. Now, when you're at home on your phone or somebody's watching TV, or like, you're there, but you're not like really hanging out. You just share the communal fucking living room or whatever. Like,
well, I think that kind of goes back to your point though. I mean, if anybody is in a normal relationship, or I guess you're at that point
Hold on. There is no such thing as a normal relationship.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you're living with somebody, right? And you're in a relationship with them. If you both work, most of the time, the only time, unless that person works on the weekends, the only time you're going to have time to hang out with is going to be on the weekends. And even if one of you work during the week, and then one of you works on the week, I don't even know how that works. Like, well, that right there is just like...
Another facet of it is me and Carrie have a child. So, like, if I don't see Carrie, I generally don't see Junior. Because either he's asleep by the time I get home or something like that. And I want to spend time with him. Like,
kids definitely complicate things with that.
Like, the other night I came home, Mike did his oil change Wednesday? Probably Wednesday. Anyways, I got home and everybody was up, and it was like 8, like right before the bedtime. And dude, Junior was so fucking happy to see me. He came up and he was like climbing in my lap, and he just wanted to be with me. He would like climb down.
Oh, Tim got the feels.
He climbed down, and then he would literally climb down, get off the couch, turn around, look at me, and then come right back. He did it like 5 times in a row. Like, he just came right back, and I was like, my fucking man. Right before the podcast.
That's an awesome feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, right before the podcast, Junior is teething, so he's got his 2 front teeth that are broken through, but I guess like it still hurts or something, whatever. I was talking to Carrie, and he was pissed off. Carrie surprised me, and she showed up here. I don't even know if Bish knew that, but she showed up here.
Yeah, it Carrie.
What was this?
Carrie, just right before the just podcast. A little shout out. That was a little stalkerish.
Yeah, she was waiting for us when we pulled in.
Damn, Carrie, you could have said that. I wanted to see Junior.
So he was pissed off, but like, you can see his eyes were red, but I walked up to the car and I went and started kissing him and shit, and he was like, and his eyes were like all red, fucking adorable. But like, just those moments with Junior, so like, you, even though it's our kid, you still got to split up time with spending time with Junior and then spending time with her is different. Like, we could all spend time together, but it's still different than one-on-one time.
Just for a little clarity, parenthood definitely changes that need for space. Okay, because even though you need some space, all right, occasionally for yourself, all right, when you're raising a child, a young child like that, there is no real personal space, okay, because that is a joint effort to raise a child, keep a child alive, you know.
But I mean,
I have to be clear, like, all of my kids are raised and out. So I'm talking about just me and my wife.
So I want to ask you. I want to ask you this, like, for Tim and Carrie's sake.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said that really when you're raising a kid together, there is no personal space. But like, what if it comes to a point where that person needs personal space?
Go ahead.
Shouldn't the other person step in and be like, "I understand you need some space. I'll watch Junior or whoever for a couple
of
hours."
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Okay. That turns into, you know, I need to get away. Okay. Yeah, yeah. When that happens, that's like, okay, give me the kid. Get out of here.
Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
Go take a shower. Go take a bubble bath.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Put some music on and cool out. You know, because you're stressed out and
there's been very few times being a mom and a dad is hard. But
when
Carrie, like, she doesn't. I don't even know if she needs space, but also you need time to like be with yourself, because not only do you have like a work family, which we're extremely blessed with the work family that we have.
Yeah,
because
I feel like I couldn't be happier with.
I get a lot of my family. Like. Alone time needs or like guy time needs from work, so I don't need as much, because we bullshit all fucking day, we talk shit to each other. I mean, we get work done, but at the same time we also
we jab at each other, we sit down and eat, you know, it's summertime when we're doing the barbecue
grilling
and stuff
and
like that,
like we grill,
you know,
at work,
the communal lunch where it's like everybody kind of grabs something to eat and is able to kind of relax for a minute.
So
it's really cool.
There's been very few times where Carrie's like, I just want to go do some stuff. And like, she'll go get her nails done. She'll get her hair done. And I'm like, all right, I got the kids. I think it's happened like 2 or 3 times, honestly,
in a year.
You want brownie points?
Speaking of Carrie.
No.
She was right.
Offer to do it a little bit more.
Carrie was right. This is episode 7. Not 6.
Episode 7 of the Uncensored Podcast live.
That was my fault. I told Tim 7.
I told Tim 6,
my bad.
I appreciate it, babe. But no, there's times where she needs space. And not brownie points, but just saying that sometimes she needs space. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, go do your thing. And I'll have the girls and Junior.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's part of being a parent.
Right. No, and it's cool and all. But I'm saying if she needs space, just a little bit of a
kudos. You're killing it. You're doing a great job as being a first time dad and a surrogate stepfather to Carrie's girls. So
I really appreciate that.
Don't let it get to your head. You still suck.
No. I agree with that. I think I suck all the time. Don't worry about it. I got that. That's on me. Okay. I know I suck. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, and like, it's madness. A 7-year-old girl, 5-year-old girl, and then Junior before he was 1, which he just turned 1 now. But, like, it is madness.
It's crazy.
Junior's getting into shit he's not supposed to be. The girls fight with each other. And then sometimes it's, like, all peaceful.
And you're wondering how peanut butter got on the wall.
Exactly. But, like, it is stressful. But at the same time, you know that your significant other is out there stress-free, chilling, breathing, decompressing because... Really, I mean, especially with Carrie. Carrie has the kids all day, all the time.
Well, that's a quick recharge for the parent to pick up their weight, what they have to do.
Well,
you know,
right? But I mean, Carrie is the director of a childcare center, so she always has the kids. I mean, granted, when she's at work, the kids are being watched by other people, but she always has children. She gets in the car, she has children. She gets out of the car, she has children. Anywhere she goes, except for her lunch break. She has children because they go with her to work. They come home with her. They are always there. She's 24/7 on mom duty.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs space. She needs time away from children. She needs to, like, decompress. So I completely get that. And I don't think I could do it. Because if I want to go to Wawa, guess what? Well, it's just me riding out to Wawa real quick.
Men and women in relationships raising children are two completely different beasts, okay? And I don't care how PC anybody wants to try and make that. Being there are roles that mothers and fathers do. And when, and it, even if it's a same sex deal, you know, they still have the role as primary caregiver to a child and primary worker. You know, you can have that mix of, okay, we share the responsibility of the kids and we share the responsibility of the workload. Yeah. Of, you know, of being able to pay for the house and all the insurances and all that other crap, you know, but traditionally there is a defined role of a mother and a father, and that when you find that little sweet spot of balance of who's doing what and how to give the other a little bit of a recharge, a little bit of space to recharge their batteries so that they can do their job efficiently and make sure that kids stay alive. I mean, without wanting to kill them yourselves, because it's just like, you know, I mean, sometimes kids can be real bad pains in the ass, you know, but at the same time, at the end result is what, like me looking at you guys are right around my kids' age. So it's like
Josh is old.
Me seeing you guys is like, man, I see my kids and I'm like, man, they're doing what they gotta do. Yeah. You know?
Quick
and
side note, Carrie just posted on Instagram about 40 minutes ago, her and Junior in bed. If you don't take his ass to his fucking crib, we're throwing hands tonight. I just want to put that out there.
Has he slept in his crib yet?
Yeah, of course. He sleeps in his crib all the time. He puts himself to bed. So he'll bed. He'll go to bed with a warm bottle of milk. I mean, he gets exhausted.
Oh, well, I don't think you have anything to worry about then. I mean, it'd be different if he hasn't done that yet.
No, he's done that tons of times. But usually we just put him in his crib with a warm bottle of milk and his pacifier. So he'll drink the bottle of milk. He'll be, like, almost asleep. He wakes up, can't find his passy. If he can find his passy, it's a perfect night. He won't make any noise. If he can't find his passy, because, like, you got to put it next to him, and he'll find it, and he'll go, as soon as he puts it in his mouth, knocked. Done for the night. But if he can't find it, then he'll start screaming. Or it used to be every morning around 4 or 5 o'clock, 3 to 5 in the morning, he would wake up and start screaming.
So let me ask you something. Did you ever get up to put it back?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, because you always made the joke, I ain't getting up.
No, there's been tons of times where I fake like I didn't hear it.
Well, I mean, of course.
You should not.
I mean, it's a man. It's a man thing. Every dad has done it.
I didn't hear it.
Hey, man, it's time to jump in and plead the fifth.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready for this?
A.K.A. hot seat.
Okay, so explain these rules. All right,
so for anybody who doesn't know, I'm going to explain the rules again, also for Josh. So, Josh, the way it works, and anybody who's listening who doesn't know how it works, each one of us is going to go on a hot seat, right? Okay. So, let's, for example, you're going to go on a hot seat. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm sure Tim has two questions for you. You can choose not to answer any of them,
mm-hmm.
but if you choose not to answer them, there's a consequence.
Okay.
Of something crazy, whether that's a shot or you got to eat mayonnaise or something you don't 10 like.
10-second beer chug.
10-second
beer
chug.
Or actually, no, you can take a shot of the amaretto.
So.
It's up to you.
I mean,
it's
whatever.
Or if you answer all three, you don't have to drink nothing. And if you don't answer all three, or if you answer all three,
the person that is asking the question has to take the
And I'm not first. I'm not doing shots tonight, Tim. I'll chug. I'll do the 10-second chug.
You've had one truly tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm not taking no shots tonight. All right, so
you know, I've noticed that it's kind of a mild drinking night for you.
It is usually.
It has been for the past couple weeks.
At first we went hard, but the price of those Crown bottles be adding up, bro.
Oh, no cap. Jesus. So, do you want to do guests first this week, or you first, or
I want to save Josh for last. I really do.
Okay, and well, you know, it's always a bad idea to put me first.
Why?
Because then I ask worse questions than I would ask.
Wait. So you want to put me as the last person in the hot seat? So, I see what you're doing here.
It's usually the guest is always.
So
last.
It's not just you.
That's cool.
But
that's
if you
cool.
don't want to go last, I mean, it's always nice. Better not to go last.
Huh?
It's always better not to go last.
I'll go second.
I don't care how it goes. I'm just letting you know that I go hard and people aren't ready. The guests typically aren't ready for how hard I'm going to come at you.
I'll go first.
Okay, Bish in the hot seat first?
Yep.
Okay, Josh, you got a question?
You can take the first round of questions too. I'm gonna get a feel for this.
Okay, so what is your least favorite thing about your dad and why?
That's a good question, though.
I know he listens.
Man, that's tough.
Man, started out with some deep shit right off the gate.
I would say, I don't know. It's really tough.
So is there like a lot to choose from?
Or? No, it's really hard to find anything. I would say my dad's not a confrontational kind of guy. He's a real peaceful kind of person. So I think sometimes that he would sometimes not speak his true feelings to keep things de-escalated, I guess I could say. And I think for me, I think it's always important to always get how you feel out there 100%.
Well, he's a police officer for like 30 years. You can't always do that.
No, I know. I'm true. I'm just talking about like as far as family-wise stuff, which we don't ever really have any major problems or anything. I'm just saying that if you I had to pick something, which it would be that.
So he doesn't speak his mind as often as you'd like him to? Or always like he should?
Yeah, just because, which I understand, because I find myself... Like, I have really strong opinions about certain things, but, like, I don't want to sit there and argue about them. Like, I'm just not a confrontational kind of person.
Okay.
So I guess I understand. So, that would be one.
Okay, so how many questions do you have? Is it
one? I have three total, so he can either ask two, or you can ask two. Or you can just ask one. Whatever you want to do.
Man, this is hard, especially when you only know certain things about people.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I feel so like that kind of makes it easier, though, right?
Well, I mean,
you can ask me literally anything.
I look for substance in people when it comes down to it's like questions.
Well, that's
purpose.
Why I told you got to listen carefully the whole podcast. But this podcast really didn't give you much to go off.
Oh no, man, we've just been waxing all kinds of cool shit. So, yeah, I mean, I really dug it, man.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool podcast.
I've got a second question. If you don't have your question ready,
I don't. Go ahead.
Who is your least favorite sibling and why?
Why are you doing this? 10-second chug.
One, two. Dude, there's no way you can't chug a whole truly in 10 seconds.
Hold on. I'm not chugging that. It's going to be my brother.
Who?
Justin. I only got one brother.
I like how you did that.
Cody's your brother.
My brother-in-law.
Brother.
Brother, you're right.
What do you start off with?
Actually, my brother, it'd be Bobby. But you said sibling, so. It would be...
I mean...
No. That's okay. Not... It would be my brother, Justin. I feel like... I don't ever really see him much, and granted, you know, he has a newborn, so, you know, they've been really cautious about the whole COVID thing, which I totally get. I totally understand. But, you know, I think, I don't know if that's just a him thing, or I guess as you get older, you know, people just form their own life, obviously, with their own family, so you don't, you know, I don't know. But that would be my concern or my complaint with him is
not
coming around so much.
He's not family oriented as.
Well, no, that's a bad word to use because.
But your family hangs out all the fucking time.
This year, not really. Obviously, I guess because of COVID. But
if you had to ask it, Bish's mom or dad or somebody in his family moves about twice a month.
Not twice a month, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
Okay, so Josh.
All right. Why?
You're good.
Are you preparing for something?
No, go ahead.
Why do you... And I don't know anything super personal about you.
That's fine.
Except for what I've gathered through this with the Sangle and this, that, and the other. Why do you find it difficult to have relationships?
I feel like I was actually talking to this about Bobby. I feel like I'm super overly picky. Uh-huh. when it comes to, like I find, like, there can be 100 great things about a person that I'm really interested in.
But that one shit thing really fucks you up.
It's not even anything major. And I think Tim can attest to this, or I know Bobby can, because I literally just talked about it to him. Like, I would point something out and be like, what do you think? Like, would that bother you? And it's something so simple and so really stupid if you sit back and think about it. Like, there's been times, like, in a situation where, like, I chose not to talk to somebody because – thank you, Tim. I chose not to talk to somebody because I thought that –
he's got to put that by his mouth now.
Hey, good point. Good point.
It's my fucking fart.
Still.
It ain't nothing I ain't putting in my mouth coming out.
I forgot what I was saying.
I got your point, though.
Yeah, I mean, I was just, I don't know, just being overly picky and finding, like, I don't know, finding the stupidest shit not to continue developing something with somebody with.
Word of advice, you got to get over that shit, man.
Oh, so, you ain't got to tell me. It's like something I know, but, like, I don't know.
For once in Bish's life, he survived the hot seat. Congratulations to Bish.
Hey.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Hey, Tim, you're next, buddy. You're on the hot seat.
No, I'm on the hot seat now.
Oh, okay. You want to keep him last?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
well, no. Fuck it. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, you got a question for Tim?
No.
Good. Yeah, I know you got some questions for Tim. Come on. I expect you to have two questions for Tim. This is your chance to grill him about anything. No,
see, but the thing is most of these questions that I would have for him, I wouldn't want public. If that makes sense.
No, make it public. I tell you everything anyways. I feel like you don't have a question.
And it's difficult for me to ask those questions because a lot of the questions I would also have for him are about people at work that I wouldn't want to make public.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah. If you tell me, I'd ask him.
I'm going to ask you questions about people at work.
Oh, okay.
You better come for him.
That was a super bonus, by the way. That's why I said it's bad to go last. But, Bish, what you got?
So you don't have none?
Go ahead.
All right. If you had to pick what bothers you most about Josh when it comes to working for him? Or not for him, with him.
Josh knows this. When I used to be in the shop, Josh would come up and, like, try to give me, like...
What are you doing, Tim?
Josh, there you go. Hey, he would come up to me and, like, I'd be irritated or something. And he'd be like, hey, Tim, what are you doing?
Oh, that's so fucking annoying.
Like, hey, Tim, what are you doing? Hey, you should probably
do it just to annoy him.
You should probably do it.
I like that.
I'd be doing a job I've done 50 times. Hey, just so you know, you got to do this. This is, thank you, Josh. I didn't fucking ask for your help. Or he would.
But we actually talked about this.
Because
and I
approached
explained
him
why.
Because he was a manager for so long. He was running shit for so long. And I'm like, look, bro, I'll ask for your help when I need. I finally told him and Mike, if I need your help, I will ask for it. If not, leave me the fuck alone.
Those aren't your exact words. You were not blunt like that at all.
So what did I say?
Well, there was a lot of beers involved.
Yeah, it was pretty much what I said. Because at that point, when I brought it up to you and Mike, I was not really caring about feelings or anything. I was just like, hey, look, all right? If I need your help, I'll ask for it. No, my exact words were, why the fuck do y'all need to know what I'm doing? Those were my exact words. Because if I'm working on a job, I ask you for your help, you don't fucking need to know what I'm doing.
All right, what do you got for him?
Yeah, you're right.
No, okay, all right, fair enough.
I mean, and I'm like, I just think that, I think that's a funny question because it's like,
no,
we've definitely had this conversation.
No, I was so irritated that I didn't give a fuck, so I did say it in a semi-rude way. I was like, why the fuck do y'all need to know what I'm working on? I said, hey guys, let me break it down to y'all real quick.
You were kind of been out of shape about it, but you weren't disrespectful.
No, because I'm not going to be like that. I'm never like that.
Yeah.
So what do you got for Tim?
What do I got for Tim?
I'm telling you, dude, this is your one shot.
You better come at him hard, because I promise you, he's coming at you. So
nothing's off limits. Nothing.
So you need to come at him.
All right. Man, this is hard. This is hard. Like, and when I say it's hard because there's not much that Tim and I
but
have not spoke about.
You got to remember, the people don't know this. So even if you know the answer to the question,
but I'm also the kind of person that I'm not going to put you on blast.
Okay, this is the time to fucking
unless you really need to be blasted. You know what I mean?
He's okay, well, blast Tim, you
went last, is what I'm saying. That's where you fucked up. I told you ahead of time, don't go last because I don't give a fuck. This is a point where
I'm telling you. Trust me, I've been boys with him for a long. He comes at my neck.
There is no friends here right now.
So you need to come at with a good question.
Oh man.
And think about it.
I feel like I'm in the hot seat for having to ask the question.
No, you're not. Because if he chooses not to answer, he's going to have to drink. But if he chooses to answer, it's on him, not you.
Right? No, you're correct.
Yeah.
By the way, Bish asked you a question, and you asked Bish a question, he answered it, and you didn't chug. He said 10 seconds, so you should be able to finish that.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Nice.
All
right.
Ching.
And I answer your question.
Okay.
Wow.
I need you to come on.
There's
with
not even fucking 10 seconds left in that, truly. The second one of the night. You just got to finish that off.
I have a hard time. Like I
come on, man. Come, got to, man. Something.
I'm supposed to be awake. September already ended.
Oh shit! He's pulling some Green Day.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he did.
Why do you take so many rides out of work?
Because I just like being away from work. I just want to be away. I really like driving the Honda that I just got together.
But these have to be truthful answers.
It is truthful.
I believe that.
Yeah, and I do believe that, too.
I think that
it's truthful. I just need to get away. I need my space, as we talked about previously.
I definitely think that he is.
All right. So, you answer.
I know.
He's definitely cheating the system, cheating the work. And I think Tanya and Richard should definitely investigate that. Maybe he's out longer than he really should. Tanya Richard, if you're listening to that, Tim just admitted.
Might want to check his time card.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
My time card says I'm clocked in from the time I clock in to the time I clock out.
Yeah, see? So he is leaving work to get away. I wish I could do that.
Well, no, I technically leave work with a reason to get Casey food because I have to do that twice a day.
Twice?
Twice. Josh can attest to that.
He does.
Twice.
Casey doesn't leave work, so I leave work to go get her food.
Damn.
Breakfast and lunch.
Now. Well, snitching why don't now. You pick breakfast up on the way so you don't have to leave again?
Because shit, motherfucker can't get there.
I'm not getting paid for that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not getting paid for that.
You're right. I wouldn't do it either.
And he's not paying for Casey's breakfast either.
No, me and Casey pay for each other's meals.
Josh, do you have another question for him? Because I can promise you he's going to have two. And they're going to be tough questions. So is there a question that you want to ask him?
It's okay, Josh. You can go ahead and hang it up. You ain't got shit for me, apparently.
Damn, see, he's playing the subliminal shit. At that point, that
I'm telling you, he's coming hard for you. So,
and that's all good.
Okay. So do you not have a question for him?
Nah, man, I'm done.
Wow. That's a... All right, Tim. Who is Casey's least favorite person at work? And I know you know the answer to that.
Marino.
Right now. Right now.
Is that right now or is that just always?
Since he's been there.
How long has he been there?
A month and 2 months.
No, he hadn't been there 2 months yet.
It was a question that you asked.
God,
I mean, you made it easy for me. I'll give you another question.
All right. What tenured person does Casey dislike the most?
I don't know. It varies upon days, to be honest.
It's me.
Which person shows up the most on that hit list?
I mean, I would like to give you one. I need a better question, though, because it really varies, like, on the day. It could be anybody. It could be me. I need a better question. I'm not going to lie on her, though.
Oh, my God. All right.
Whoever fucks up that day is on her shit list.
Is that the same with everybody there?
Is that not true?
much.
That's what I'm saying.
So there's not one person that she dislikes all the time. She likes everybody.
No, everybody's fine. We're legit a family. If you fuck up that day, though, you fuck up her timeline or you fuck up break apart or something like that, and that, you're on the shit list.
Same goes for Richard and Tanya. They love everybody.
But Casey,
they're not there all the time.
Casey can do that to herself, though. Like,
right.
Casey will fuck up herself. You know, she'll forget that, like, a customer or something like that, man. And then
everybody's about to have a bad day.
Dude, everybody has a bad day at that point in time because she'll put pressure on you.
She gets stressed, yeah.
She'll put pressure on you, and then when you're like, oh, hell no, you ain't putting that pressure on me today, then she'll get even more mad.
So I will give you a third question because you're literally hearing it. I'm not just bullshitting out of my way of this one.
90% of the time, Casey's a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
I gave you a straight up answer. You said, who does she like? Marino. He's been fucking up. It's not even because he's a new guy on the block, because he's been fucking up.
What crew friend of yours does Carrie dislike the most?
Friend crew or work?
You're still asking bad questions because I'm once again going to be honest with you. I mean, you're asking me about other people's opinions, which, okay, that's perfectly fine.
Well, I mean, you know. It's not like you don't know.
Carrie doesn't dislike anybody, or else you would know it to your face. Carrie's not one to talk shit behind your back. Okay, Carrie will tell you straight up to your fat.
Straight to your face. I have no more questions.
But, I mean.
That's fine. Tim's pulling a Tim.
Drink it.
No, but are you saying that if Carrie has a problem with you, she won't tell you and she'll talk behind your back?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Cap. Carrie said some horrible things to people's face. She said to you.
That's true. Never mind.
Okay, that's perfect proof.
I
forgot about that.
She straight up told you to your face while the other person was there.
That is true.
And gave zero fucks.
That is true. Shout out to Carrie for that. All right, Josh, what do you got for Tim?
So you're just asking bad questions. That's all I wanted to assure you.
What do I got for Tim now?
Actually, okay. No, Tim's done. Yeah, You're on the hot seat. Chain. Tim, ask both of you. Or you want me to ask one and then...
Us. Us two. You might go take your chug, though, because you had fucking four horrible questions. Anyways, since we're past that, it's Joshua.
What's up?
Joshua. What's up, buds? Out of Mike and Keith, two of our coworkers, who do you dislike more and why?
See, it's... That's a hard, when I say it's a hard question because I like both of them. And if you say dislike, there are certain things about both of them that I dislike.
Yeah, but one's got to outweigh the other. And they're both going to listen, by the way.
Hmm?
They're both going to listen to this one.
Sweet.
No pressure.
What do I dislike?
Not what you dislike. Who do I dislike? Who do you dislike least based on the dislikes? They both have.
Honestly, I dislike.
Yeah.
I dislike Keith more because of the way that he handles some of the things in the shop. Where it's like he's got a title, but he doesn't use it. So that to me is kind of like, well, if you've got this title and you've got the ability and the backing from the boss, why are you not using it?
Flexing that.
He's very obviously got a thing for Marino, you know. I mean,
everybody does it at this point.
We all do. And there's no hiding that.
Is he going to listen?
Who gives a fuck? I really don't. You know what I mean?
Is he at y'all's shop?
Yeah. And he's fucked up quite a few times this week and made everybody's job harder.
And he's tried to make situations out of things that shouldn't have been situations.
But anyways, so everybody knows, Keith is shop foreman. He's big dick in the back shop. So,
you know, and I love Keith. I've known Keith for years. I've known him for decades, even, you know, and he is a really good guy. You know, I mean, he's a really good guy. He's a hard worker. He shows up on time every day. You know,
6:30.
Can't say being on time for everybody, right?
You know, so there's that. I mean,
I'm on time more than Josh is at work.
Oh my God, is that true, Josh?
No, he's never on time.
Boy,
he's never on time.
Trust me, I know. It would be 7:56, and I would be turning into Kroger, and Tim would call me and be like, "Yo, what's up, bro? I just
Clock
saw
me
you.
In, would you?"
He was like, I just
okay,
saw you.
Okay, hold recently on, I've been on time.
He was like, I just saw you. I'm like, bro, you're in Chester. You got to make it to Hopewell in 3 minutes. What are you talking about? He's like, bro, I'm going to be late, man. I'm going to be late.
Yeah, no.
How does this get turned back on me?
Well, my bad.
Okay, so I answered your question, right?
Yeah, I'll give you that. Go ahead, bitch.
All right, Josh. How many kids do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
It's a tricky question. Make sure you ask the question properly.
He has tons of technically stepchildren.
Whoa.
Just give me an answer.
I'm trying.
I technically don't have any children of my own. I have 3 stepchildren.
Okay.
And I have a couple adopted kids.
Three of your stepchildren are hanging off of a cliff and you can only save one of them. Who would it be?
There's more beer in the fridge.
If 3 of my stepchildren were hanging off of a cliff.
And you can save one of them. It's a guarantee. Like, you go for them, you're saving them. Only one of them, though.
I can answer that. It's kind of easy.
Right now. Because the answer would change over time.
It's fine right now.
Okay. I would save my oldest daughter because she's a mother. And that is the only reason.
And what's her name?
Kara.
Okay. All right, Tim, what you got for him? Last question.
Ooh, drink.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, drink.
I'm actually done with this, by the way.
Well, you need to get another one now.
Man, had 2 Trulies the whole podcast. So disappointed. No work tomorrow.
Shut up, Tim.
Not everybody has alcohol. Let's keep it work-related. If you had to sleep with Mike or Pimp, who would it be? And there's no, I'm not going to. It's one or the other.
Mike or Pimp?
Yep.
Who would it be?
Yep. I'm actually kind of disappointed in your questions, Tim.
Well, I don't want to get into his relationship, so.
That's bullshit.
Why?
That is bullshit, but okay.
Because it's almost kind of inappropriate as long as y'all been together.
Why?
Because I can create conflict just by saying stupid shit.
I don't think you can, man.
Okay.
That question stands, so who would it be?
Who would it be? I mean, if it was Mike or Keith?
Yeah, you got to take it
from
me.
Why are you asking me a homosexual question?
Because I'm totally torqued by you right now.
and it hits the question, the statements earlier.
Wow.
You got to take it from one or the other.
Take it?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Oh, fuck. What the fuck, man?
You don't have to answer. You can chug.
I mean, this got me thinking about it over here now. It's like,
what are you thinking about? What are you thinking
that's
about?
That's when it becomes, it'd be different if you answered within, can't answer right away because.
All right, I mean, no shame, definitely Mike.
All right, you just.
No shame?
No shame.
I don't care how you answer that, but no shame.
You should have let me finish. I was going to say. The rules to this, I've learned this because Tim loves to ask these questions, especially last season. You don't answer immediately, and you don't take too long to answer, and you don't go descriptive, like, no shame, definitely.
There's no right answer.
Why? I mean, there is no right answer, and
can I ask
if
why?
And if I had to rationalize it, can you ask why only if you drink?
Keith is bigger than Mike. Because Keith is bigger than Mike. That's what you're gonna say.
Way bigger than Mike.
How do you know this,
dude? He's like 6'2", 250, dude.
That don't mean shit.
Oh, you're talking about his dick. Oh, I was talking about size. I mean.
Have you watched him pee or something? You got both specs on each of them?
You're asking questions again, and you haven't
drank. And you're getting
yet.
Fully turnt thinking about fucking Mike or Pimp.
Right now, I am so going to bend you over in the parking lot.
And that is going to wrap up episode 7 of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim. Josh, appreciate you coming out, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
It was super fun. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you had
fun.
Yeah,
man. I want to do this again.
Shout out to Carrie for correcting us on what fucking episode we're on.
So, Kerry, I tried to correct you earlier in the podcast, and honestly, I feel very disappointed about that. I'm very ashamed. So shout out to you. You know your shit better than the actual host and creator. So
love you, babe.
Appreciate you. Yeah, Josh, appreciate you coming out, man. Appreciate everybody listening. And we'll see y'all next week for episode 8.
We are signing off. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas, talking big flicks. Hunt the phone up, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.